Hello and good evening. Welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mogul. Welcome to my first ever podcast. So I guess I should just start off with, why did I decide to do a podcast? I'm actually an author. I used to be a teacher. I'm a blogger. And I've learned a lot in my life. I've done a lot in my life. And I feel like I am living the life that I've always wanted to live. And I just feel the best I've ever been. And so I want to guide people along that path to whatever their journey is, whatever their version of their best life. So I do that through fiction. I do that through blogs. And even just interacting with people, I'm always moved by people and their stories. So after 17 years of teaching, I did do that as a teacher, but after 17 years of teaching, I just decided it's just really time to do something different with my life. So I pursued my real passion, which is writing and writing fiction. I'm the author of two published books. One is Scheherazade's Daughters. The other one is The Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. And I just finished my first novel, which is a great accomplishment for me. And I did it with a really unique idea. Basically, I retold Cinderella with a strong South Asian Cinderella and a Middle Eastern prince. And I basically made her empowered and flawed at the same time. She's basically a mess, so it's a really fun thing that I did. But I also just like to blog as well and just talk about whatever's on my mind for the moment. And so how I got here is very simple. I just made a conscious choice. I just went with it, and it's been serving me well so far. So the other reason I wanted to do this podcast is that I just really feel like I have something to say, like my Samina spin could be of value to somebody out there who's on a similar journey or maybe not on a similar journey. So I just feel like I have something to say and I have something to offer. And I'm doing that in whatever ways that I feel will be most resonant with myself and other people. So so here we go. So my first topic, I basically want to talk about the changing role of women in a changing world. So basically, the way I come up with things that I talk about in my blogs or the way that I'll come up with things to talk about in this podcast is basically what my own personal experience is and what really speaks to me, and hopefully that'll speak to you. So so basically, with this particular topic, I had a personal experience with this that I spoke about in one of my blogs, and I called the blog "American Woman, Let Me Be," and I'll get to why I talked about why I called it that in a minute. But basically, I was just out and about. I was watching a cover band, and I was just sitting at the bar, minding my own business, and some woman decides to engage with me and one of my friends about something that was happening in her preschool and how she had a lot of Indian students. And actually, by the way, I am Indian. I'm South Asian. Sometimes I'll say I'm Indian and Pakistani because I have families on both sides. But purposes of this blog, I'll probably just say South Asian or Indian, or this podcast, excuse me, I'll probably just say South Asian or Indian, or quite frankly, I'll just say anything I feel like. So, and you will find I do that a lot. I will just say whatever I feel like. And before I continue, I'm basically going to offer you a caveat about what you will be hearing during some of my podcasts. I am actually a person who curses. So you may or may not hear an F-bomb dropped during one of the podcasts. So that will happen from time to time. Do not be alarmed, because that's what I do sometimes when I'm very emphatic or I'm feeling very emphatic. So just be prepared for that. It could happen, and don't be offended. If you are, then this probably isn't the podcast for you. But, hey, we're just going to roll with it, and whatever comes out of my mouth is what's going to come out of my mouth. So here we go. Back to the story. Back to where today's topic came from. So anyway, she proceeds to start telling us what's happening with one of her Indian populations. So I'm very obviously Indian. So some of you who follow me on Instagram or social media, you may see my picture. I'm very Punjabi. Actually, I have the most Punjabi nose in the world. So I'm very clearly Indian. My friend is, I don't know if she's very clearly Indian, but she's Indian as well. So this woman approaches us and she starts telling us about something going on in her life at her school, and actually what's going on at her preschool, and how she's doing these various trainings on how Indian families, how it's tradition in Indian families to spoon feed your children up until the age of 4 or 5. And this was very confusing to me and my friend, because we've never really heard that as part of our culture or anything like that. We've never really seen that as part of culture. So we were just very confused about that, and we expressed that. And so she was a bit offended by that, and I don't know why. I guess she felt embarrassed, or I don't know what her deal was. And so she was kind of a little snippy for a lot of the night, particularly with my friend, because something in the way my friend spoke to her, she didn't really like. I don't really care. I don't really remember, to be honest. But then she tries to engage me in some inane chit chat, which I wasn't particularly keen on, whatever. So I was being polite. So that has probably been my downfall in so many areas of my life, where I am just trying to be polite and I'm trying to placate a person or diffuse a situation as much as possible. And sometimes it does get me into trouble, because I just end up being engaged with ridiculous people who I really just want to curse the fuck out, but I don't do that. Those days are kind of gone. But anyway, I was being nice. I was placating her. I was listening to her. And, oh, my goodness, I appear to have a caller. But I will get to my caller in a minute. We just continue. So she asked me these inane questions. And then one of them is, do you have children? Now, that's not an inane question, but what she said after that is inane. So I answered, I just said no. Matter of factly, I don't have children. And then she asked me, are you a lesbian? Whoa, my first thought is, wow, you are ignorant. And so I still kept it cool, but I will get to that in a minute. I'm actually going to see what this caller has to say. Hello, this is Samina for the Samina Spin.
Yes, hi Samina. This is Adam. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's great to see you on a radio show here on Blog Talk, and I'm very interested to see how this show goes and what future shows are coming. I've already shared your post through Facebook, And I'm wondering how, you know, how this show can go. But also, how did you feel taking this new step forward in your life, becoming a author?
Oh, it actually felt very freeing because I'm a very creative person. And so for me to just to become an author, it just, and it was just something I've always wanted to do, express myself creatively. And writing is my main creative outlet. And I feel like I have a lot to say. I have a lot of stories to tell. And I have, through my stories, I have a lot of wisdom to impart, I feel. I feel like I have reached a point in my life where I do have a lot of wisdom. And I actually feel like being an author and being a fiction writer is an extension of my teaching, but just on a broader scale. So becoming an author was just a real highlight. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I look forward to reading your books and, you know, promoting what you have out there. And, you know, I look forward to listening to the show. I just wanted to call in and give my support.
Thank you. Thank you. And Adam has a few shows of his own on Blog Talk. So he's my fellow Blog Talk radio host. So check Adam out. Adam, what are some of your shows?
Yes, I host Psychic Talk Radio on Blog Talk. I host that one sometimes by myself, sometimes with a co-host. We always have special guests coming in and out of the show, and we take callers with different questions on different topics in their life. We try and provide spiritual insight, and we're very open-minded to everyone.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling, Adam, and thank you for your support.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Like I said, looking forward to everything this show can turn out to be. You have my support, and I'm sure you have a lot of the support of the listeners here on Blog Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. That was great. And I encourage anyone who wants to call in, we have a guest call-in number for at 323-642-1775. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so let me get back to the story. So this woman, obviously inebriated woman, basically was just annoying me, and then she just asked me if I was a lesbian when I said I don't have children at this point. And so I just said, no, I just didn't want to have children with the wrong person. And she basically said, oh, she said, yeah, that's not a good idea. As if I needed her to sign off on that decision. Like, I basically blanked her out after that. And I was actually kind of pissed off at the, you know, at the implication. Not that I'm upset at the idea of anybody thinking I'm a lesbian. I could care one way or the other, because I know who I am. I know I'm not a lesbian, and if you think I'm a lesbian, I don't really care. But to kind of just imply that because I chose not to have children is ridiculous, because I know plenty of lesbians who choose to have children and who are excellent mothers. So being a lesbian has nothing to do with a choice, which is what it is, a choice to have children. So I kind of stewed about that. And then it just made me think of, well, you know, what are the expectations of women? Like, you know, what are our roles right now? And honestly, I really was taken aback by her question because I'm like, are you kidding me? Am I in 1955 or am I in 2018? And so, you know, I thought about this and I was just like, okay, so me choosing not to have children makes me a lesbian. Okay. So, all right, I had to ponder that. I'm just like, okay, so what time am I living in? And I realized overall, I am living in a great time because the expectations of women overall really are not the same as they were at one time. Like, despite that woman's ridiculous question, I really feel like the expectations for us are different now. Like, even in my own family, I'm really proud to say that I had parents who really encouraged me to be educated. And at one time, that might not have happened. I was very encouraged to be educated. And when I was the first woman in my family to get a master's degree, there was a lot of pride in that from my parents and other people within my So even within my own family, I saw changing expectations. Like, it's not just, okay, just go out and as soon as you're done a certain level of school, go out and marry and have babies. So it's definitely a different time now. And there is that expectation, especially in certain families, go out and educated, go out and be all you can be, go out and be fulfilled in your career, and don't be dependent upon anyone. So that's pretty much across the board, which I'm seeing a lot. I'm not saying this is how it is everywhere all over the world. I'm just saying where I live right now in the U.S., in the southern part of the U.S., that this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing expectations being different for women. I'm seeing the world reacting differently to women overall. I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't want to invite people to get political, because that's not what this show is about. But different things that we see might have think otherwise, but overall, I have a lot of faith in people. I really do. I have a lot of faith in people. The people I meet are just very enlightened. They don't have that Stone Age mentality where if you choose not to have children, you're a lesbian, or you know, why would you make that choice? Like, I think she was very baffled. Getting back to this crazy woman, I think she was just very baffled as to why I would choose not to have children at a certain age. Like, you know, that just couldn't fathom why I just would not have made that choice, especially me being Indian. Well, I could see that part of it, because a lot of Indian people probably wonder why I'm not married and don't have children yet. So I sort of get that part, but even in the Indian community, it's changing. Women are going out there, becoming doctors, doing whatever it is they feel like they're doing. They're going into IT. They're doing creative things. I know someone who was the first South Asian Muslim woman to do a one-woman show off Broadway. So, and her parents are on board with that, completely on board with that, and support her in that, which is awesome. So I feel like despite relics who still think that a woman's main in life is to marry well and have babies, despite that, I think a lot of people are very much about women doing what they want to do and living the lives that they want to live. So I have a lot of hope for that. I have a lot of high hopes for people will look at women in the future. So, relatively, I'm actually trying to frame my words carefully. A shit stir aside, a blatantly ignorant shit stir aside, I feel most people don't even blink if you're single at a certain age. Most people don't even blink if you've chosen not to have children. So I feel like by and large, the world is changing in that way. So I'm very appreciative of that, and I recognize that, even though, like I said, I was very much taken aback by this woman's comments and why she needed to just figure me out and put me in a box. And by the way, I'm very difficult to figure out, so don't try it within a 5-minute conversation. It's not going to work. But I really feel like she was just baffled. Like, she was just baffled. Like, okay, like, you're Indian, you're a woman, you're of a certain age. Why didn't you have children? Because I didn't want to. I didn't want to. And I go into it into my blog. The reason I didn't want to is that I wanted to have them with a partner that I knew I was going to be with for the rest of my life. It's just that simple. And even though that was my choice, that may not have been the choice for someone else. Maybe there is someone who has a partner who they're with and they know they're going to be with for the rest of their lives, but they still chose not to have children. Guess what? That's their choice. And they don't have to justify it. If they've chosen to stay at home and not have children, that's their choice. If they've chosen to have a career and not have children, that's their choice. Just like it's somebody's choice if they choose to have a career and still have children. It's their choice. So that's what it's all about in life, is to have your choice and make the choice that works best for you, for whatever section of society that you are a part of. Or maybe it's just society at large. It's not for society to make those choices for us. And from what I've seen lately in my journey and in my life, society is not dictating as much as it once did about what a woman's role in this world should be. For me personally, as long as you're trying to make the world a better place, a better world than how you came into it, then I think you're doing okay. Now, whether you choose to have that domestic bliss with a partner, with children, or whether you choose to go it alone, that's for you to decide, not for somebody else. So that's just my humble opinion on that particular piece. But getting back to what I had said about the world changing, like, I'm sure some of you are probably wondering, what specifically have you seen that makes you think the world is changing? Well, like I said, in my personal experience, I was very encouraged to be educated. And in my career choices now, I still am very encouraged. God bless my mother. God bless my traditional Indian, Pakistani, Muslim woman or Muslim mother who's been on pilgrimage to Mecca. God bless her. I'm pretty certain she doesn't even understand what I'm doing at this moment. She doesn't understand what my journey is. She just knows that I took an early retirement from teaching to pursue a full-time writing career. Now, how I'm going about doing that, very little idea. But guess what? She supports me. She supports me and is on board and is proud of everything I do. To be quite honest with you, she doesn't even know I'm doing a podcast. And if I even told her I was doing a podcast, she wouldn't understand. She just wouldn't understand. But she supports me. So I see it in my personal experience. And I just see it in so many different segments of society, the people I meet up with. They're doing their own thing, whether they're a man, woman, child. They're doing their own thing. Women are not in a box as much. So they're either doing their own thing on their own, or they're still working, or sometimes they're having the best of both worlds and they stay at home but still work. They work from home. And they make it all work. So I see it. I see it in so many different places. And I'm really happy with what I see. Now, that little glitch that I experienced with being asked if I was a lesbian because I don't have children, you know, that to me was a one-off. I mean, it was a one-off that bothered the shit out of me, but it was a one-off. And I guess the reason that it bothered me so much was because it's like that is just such a narrow-minded, way deep in the box way of thinking. And I have no time for it or inclination to deal with it. Because that's not what I'm about at the end of the day. Like, I am just about doing things in a way that's satisfying to you. And if that fits in with somebody else's narrative, that's fine. Doesn't, I don't really care. I really don't. So I get a little worked up when I feel somebody's imposing their narrative on me, because that's not what I'm about. Even though I write different narratives, I'm not shoving my narrative down your throat. Or if I talk about something that I feel passionate about in my blog, I'm not shoving it down your throat. You could either take it or leave it. And for the most part, I'm not making a judgment on you if you don't want to accept it or deal with it. So I feel like I'm a very, very, very much a live and let live kind of person. And I just want that for me. I want someone to treat me with that same respect. And by and large, I do get that. And I receive that with open arms. So I have a lot of hope for the changes that I have been seeing. And in the future, I think we can only get better as a world. And these young girls coming up, they're going to define for themselves even more what their role in society should be. And I'm excited to see what that is. So I'm almost out of time here. So I thank you for joining me on the Samina Spin. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.